All right, Luke chapter 15. It's good to be back under the 10, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 15, if you would stand with me, please, for the reading of the Word of God. I'm going to begin reading with verse 17 in Luke 15. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great ways off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found." And they began to be merry. Father, I thank you for the day and for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this meeting this week. Thank you for the privilege that you've given us to come, Lord, and to worship here under the old tent again this year. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless the service tonight. Use it for your honor and your glory. Help me decrease, you increase tonight, Lord. Use this service. Save people. Meet needs. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preach a little while tonight on the subject, "I believe I'll go back home."
Amen.
I just believe I'll go back home. Now, we've looked at this young man here, and the Bible said in Luke 15 and 11 that a certain man had two sons, and the younger of his sons came to him and said, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days hence, the Bible said, he taken his money and he went out and he spent it on riotous living. And as long as he had money, he had friends. But when he run out of money, he run out of friends. You see, I'd rather have three saved people to love me than to have a world full of people that just is not saved. Because them three people will look after me. And here this young man was. He joined himself, the Bible said, to a citizen of that country. And he gave him a job feeding hogs. Jew boys didn't have nothing to do with feeding hogs. They don't like hogs. But he was there in the hog pen. And somebody said today that he would have eaten the husk that the hogs left. But he looked over at his father's house and he said, "Look at the hired servants. And they've got bread enough and to spare, and I'm perishing with hunger. I will arise and go to my father." But Brother Eddie, as long as he sat on that hog pen fence and thought about it, he didn't get any closer to the father's house. But one day, he said, "I'm going home. I'm going home." And Brother Carl, he got up off of that hog pen fence and started back to the Father's house. And the Bible said when he was a great ways off, the Father saw him coming. And the Father got up and he ran to where he was. I believe that young man had fell down on the ground on his knees. Because the Bible said that Dad fell around his neck and he kissed him. And he told his servant, said, go get the best robe that you've got and put it on him. I don't know of anything better than a robe of righteousness. Go get some shoes and put it on his feet. Shod him with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put a ring on his hand, represented power. And then he said, let's kill the fatted calf. For my son was lost, but now he's found. And they began to be merry. Now that fellow had to get up from where he was and go back to his father's house before he ever got there. And I said, tonight I believe I'll go back home. Brother Carl, we don't even build churches like we used to build them. In a lot of the old churches, Brother Eddie, they had what you call the Amen Corner. All the elderly gentlemen, like Brother Dale, would sit over there. Then over here on this corner, evidently, was the A Ladies Corner. It's where all the elderly ladies would sit. Here's the body out here. But Lord, I'm telling you what. Over here in the Amen Corner, one of them elderly gentlemen would start. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. And about that time, over here in the A Ladies Corner, you'd see a hanky begin to wave. It might be a bonnet begin to wave. But Lord, there's a fountain filled with blood over there. And over here, somebody would say, wow! Boy, am I telling you what? I just believe I'll back home. Amen. I'd kind of enjoy that kind of business. Amen. Somebody said, the days of shouting's over. Maybe at your house. Ain't at my house. Amen. I'm telling you what. I'm going to shout. Praise God. I'm telling you that Amen Corner kind of gets under my skin. And I tell you what. Tonight, my friend, I believe I'll go back home. I tell you, I'd like to walk in the old time path. Ways. Jeremiah said, stand ye in the way and see. And ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Did you know what they said? We will not walk therein. And the majority of our churches today will say, we don't want that kind of. We just don't want that kind of stuff. But notice, my friend, I believe that we need some Bible separation in the day in which we live. If we're going to walk in the old way, that's what it's going to be. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. And these are are of the world and not of the Father. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I beseech you therefore, brethren, upon the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And this is your reasonable service. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. Ye are not your own. You've been bought with a price. Thank God. I tell you what, there's a purpose for Bible separation tonight. I'm telling you, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, but I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself would be a castaway. I don't want to be a castaway tonight, do you? Amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, tonight we need to walk in the old path. Not only that, now, friend, I believe I'll go back home to the old Bible way tonight. Amen. The Word is a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. I'll hide its Word in my heart that I might not sin against God. Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that will believe it. Friend, let me tell you tonight, I love the Word of God. Somebody said today about the whole of 1611, King James Version of the Bible. But Brother Eddie, I don't want any other way. You begin to look at what all they left out in these new versions. You wouldn't want one of them things in your house. But oh, let me tell you, I remember some time back, a bunch of preachers called me and wanted me to meet with them down at the Cracker Barrel. That got my attention. I'm telling you, I went down there. Brother Billy, I met with that bunch of preachers. And I ordered my ham and my eggs and my biscuits and my gravy and my grits. I'm telling you, I'm so gritty it's pitiful. But listen to me. I sat there and all of that food come out. And about that time, the spokesman got up. I suppose that's what he was. And he said, we need to discuss what we've met here for. He said, we've met here. We're going down to Atlanta Airport. And we're going to get on an airplane, and we're going to fly out to Dallas, Texas, and we're going to stay in motels and eat restaurant food until we settle whether or not the Word of God is the Word of God. I thought, my Lord, I've met with a bunch of stupid fools. Amen. But I done had my grits and my gravy and my biscuits and my ham. I wasn't about to leave right then, but I sat there and I listened at them. And Brother Melvin, after a while, I said, fellas, wait a minute. I'm a little bit slow. It takes me a while to get anything in my little pea brain. I said, did you say that we're going down here to Atlanta and we're going to get on an airplane and we're going to fly out to Dallas, Texas, and we're going to stay stay out there in motels and eat restaurant food until we settle whether or not the Word of God is the Word of God. He said, that's what I said. That's what we're going to do. I said, wait a minute. If you'll wait just a minute and you'll take all of that money that you're going to spend on airplane fares, and you'll take all of that money that you're going to pay for motels and restaurant food, I said, if you'll put all of that in my evangelistic fund, I'll tell you sitting right here whether or not the Word of God is the Word of God. The Bible said, forever, oh Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. Back when I was a little boy, about 60-something years ago, my first day at school, never forget it. I went in and I sat down in my little desk, and Steve, the teacher, reached up and she pulled the Bible down. She opened it up and she began to read. And when she read that scripture, she prayed. And when she prayed, she started singing a little song. And that little song said, what was the name of it? I done forget it now. But anyway, it talked about what? Wonderful words of life. Said, sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Can you hear that going on in school today? Beautiful words. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Thank God. I tell you what, I believe I'll just go back home. I believe let's go back and stick with this right here. Hey, if I was going to a church that used anything other than this, I'd throw in the towel, I'd leave, I'd go look for me a church where they preach the Word of God. Friend, under the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, that's what I do. Amen. You know, we're living in a day where you can get saved, so they say, just about any way you want to. You can get baptized. You can go over and shake the preacher's hand. You can sign a card. You can do all of these things. But let me tell you what, you can get baptized every tadpole at the lake knows your social security number, and you'll still die and go to hell. Listen, it's not church membership. It's not baptism. It's grace through faith. Are you saved? That not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. And the Bible says, for we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. While we were yet sinners, Christ commended his love toward us. And he said, if we'd confess with our mouth of the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead and call upon his name, he said he would save us. But oh, let me tell you, my friend, we need to go back home. We need to get back to how people get saved in this day and time. Oh, God, help us. I'm telling you what, we need, friend, to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what, a friend, let me say this, a salvation thing I was just talking about. A friend, I said it's grace through faith, or you saved, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. I want you to notice the way of salvation. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by am me. Praise God. Look at the coverage of salvation. The Bible said, and Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Thank God, I'm glad he said all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, aren't you glad you're a whosoever tonight, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God, I'm glad of the coverage of salvation. And look at the effects of salvation. Will it affect you? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I believe salvation will change your life. It'll make a new creature out of you. Down at my house, there's a little old church just up above my house. Been out of a pastor a long time. And when we're at home, they'll call me, and I'll go up and preach for them. And the other day, Barbara and I left up there, and we started down toward the next little town to eat. And when we got down there, or before we got there, we had to go by this church. And when we got there, Brother Carl, I never been so hurt in all of my life. This church was letting people out that had been to church, and they come out with shorts on, way out up here. Let me tell you, that's the way the world dresses. But the Bible said it'll have an effect when you get saved. It'll cleanse you. It'll clean you. It'll make a new creature out of you. I'm telling you what, friend, I'm not what I'm gonna be, but I ain't what I used to be. Oh, praise God tonight. Let me tell you, friend, we need to get changed. Well, I'll tell you, it's a shame to go to Walmart anymore. You get down there, you have to go around with your eyes blindfolded around Walmart. Barbara and I went over there today, and I had to walk around like this. I know some folk thought I was a little off, but if you look, you'll see. Amen. Listen, you know what that tells me when church folk do that? I may get in trouble around. But I believe when you let church people do that, there's some teaching right back here that's not getting out of here. Amen. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you what, if we teach clean living and we live clean living, friend, let me tell you what, it'll get off on our church folks. Amen. I'm telling you, I just quit pastoring a little while ago, and I would just dare one of my ladies to come to church with a pair of shorts on. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm an easygoing fella. Barbara, I tell you, I'm easy to get along with. But brother, when we cross that line, I'm not too easily to get along with. I believe if you say you're saved, you ought to act like you're saved. You ought to look like you're saved. You ought to talk like you're saved. Amen. You've been born again. You've been changed. I believe let's go back home. Amen. I believe I'll just go back home. Praise God. I'm telling you what, we ought to be separated from the world. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you, tonight, friend, we need to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Joel 2:28 said, it'll come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Amen. I know what category I'm in. But Lord, let me tell you what. Did it ever happen? Sure it did. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Somebody said that's an unknown tongue. No, sir, and no, ma'am. The Bible said there was about 8 different nationalities of people there, and every one of them heard them speak in their own language wherein they were born. Amen. Well, I tell you what, fellas, we don't need nothing new. We just need a renewing of what we've already got. Amen. I'm telling you what, I remember back when I was a boy how that my daddy, we had an old warm morning pot-bellied stove at our house. Eddie, I wasn't the only thing there pot-bellied. Boy, I'm telling you what, we had that old stove. And boy, I tell you, we got down there. You got a songbook under there. I saw my daddy many a night. He would go out and get a scuttle of coal. How many know what a scuttle is? Boy, I'm going to tell you, he'd go out and get it. And brother O'Neill, he'd come back in and he'd fill that heater up with that coal. And he'd fasten it up. And the next morning we got up, there'd be red hot coals in that fire or in that furnace. I'll tell you what, my daddy didn't build a new fire. You know what he done? He opened up the door on that thing and he got him an Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's the only thing I know it was good for. He'd take that Constitution and he'd get down there and he'd fan it. There were red hot coals in there. And a little bit, you'd see that fire begin to burn. And it wasn't long until it warmed our house. Man, I tell you what, I just about dare you tonight to come down to the altar. Let the Holy Ghost fan them coals that's in your life. Hey, you don't need nothing new. You just need a renewing of what you've already got. Brother Jimmy, if we let the Holy Ghost fan them coals in our lives, we'd see that thing begin to burn. And oh, we'd start warming people around us. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight we can have the fire of God burning in our soul. Let me tell you something, and I'll close. I believe I'll go back home to some old-fashioned convictions. I remember the time Baptist people stood for something. I remember the time when folk get out and lollygag around in the world. They come back to the church, they get turned out. Now these dear little old preachers say, they're too hard to get in to turn them out. That's probably why you don't have no more than what you've got. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, if we get the world out of our church, God is going to send people in to the church. We need some old-fashioned convictions in this day which we live. Somebody said this morning, we need to preach against sin. You don't hear much of that anymore. You just don't hear it. Oh, I'm afraid to preach against sin. My big tithe payer back yonder is guilty. And if I preach against sin, he'll quit coming to church and he'll take all of his tithe. diddly doody die. Amen. Let me tell you what. If he leaves, God will send three back in his place. Better than he is. Amen. I remember, my friend, when a thief was a thief. But not anymore. You can go down to the bank, get you a job, steal $1 million, and you misappropriated some funds. Let me tell you what the Bible says you are, just as sweet as I know how. You're a low-down thief. Amen. I remember when a murderer was a murderer. Not anymore. You bored all these babies, millions, been aborted, and they call it abortion. It ain't a thing in the world but murder. Amen. That's exactly what it is. But oh, let me tell you what. I remember when adultery was adultery. And if it happened down at the church house in the days of old, you'd get heave-hoed. Somebody asked me the other day, talking about prayer in school and Bible reading, said, what if that had happened when you was a little boy? I said, it wouldn't have happened when I was a little boy. How do you know it wouldn't? Because our fathers would have cleaned out the courthouse. Amen. They wouldn't have stood for that bunch of Tommy rot. Amen. They'd have cleaned her out. They'd have went right down there and let them know just exactly where they stood. But friend, we're too afraid today to stand up against sin. I said, I remember when adultery was adultery. But now they're just having a little affair. Amen. Friend, let me tell you what. You ought to get turned out of the church for having an affair.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got no business down at the church house. If you're going to lollipop around in the world, look like the world, smell like the world, look like the world, there's not a place down at the church for you until you get saved by God's amazing grace. Amen. I'm like somebody said this morning, Brother Phil, I guess, I said this morning, y'all won't let me preach here no more. But let me tell you something. I'm tired of sin. I believe I want to go back home, Brother Eddie. Well, and just stand for something. Amen. Do you remember when we used to take a stand? Brother Carl, we'd take a stand. But Lord, we're afraid to stand anymore. If a preacher that pastors a church will not stand against sin, need to get him out. Amen. He ain't got no place there. Get rid of him. Get him out of there. Oh, I'm telling you what. Let me say this. I just despise this contemporary stuff. Help me, Lord. I just don't like contemporary music. I was born, raised up under them mountains where old Scott come from. I know where he come from. Been to his house. I know how he was raised. I was with his mom and daddy last week in a meeting. But Lord, let me tell you what, friend, I get so sick riding down the road and seeing these signs up on churches, contemporary service, 9 o'clock, and then we've got the traditional service at 11 o'clock. That's as sorry as I've ever heard in all of my life. You know what they're saying? They're saying we don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We're just sorry and low down. And you just come as you are. Hey, what is that contemporary? It means come as you are. Go buy some of them. That's what I was telling you a while ago. A contemporary church just about naked. That's sorriness. Come as you are. But Lord, let me tell you what. If you come as you are, there's a lot of times I wouldn't want to be like I was. Amen. I get up of a morning sometime. I tell Barbara, I said, I'm pretty good looking either way. But she don't have that. But I'll tell you what, friend, we need some old-timey convictions. Amen. I'm telling you, we used to stand for something. We did. And we need to get back to that. And I'll tell you what, for one, I'm going to go back home.
Amen.
I believe I am. Can I sing a song? Or get them to sing a song? Come and get a song ready. Brother Eddie, I got you booked somewhere. But let me say this. How many tonight just like to go back home? How many tonight would just like to say, I'm kind of sick to this place anyhow. Amen. There's people that they've left the old time way of worship. I believe I'll just go back to my way of worship. You know what, Dale? I remember when people used to come to church to worship God. Now they come to worship singers. They come to worship preachers. Lord, I've come to worship God. I believe I'll just go home. Let me tell you what, I've got preachers, Brother Melvin, I love. I've got singers I love to hear sing. But I have not come to worship any of them. I've come to worship God. Let me tell you this. It just gets bigger. But listen, I remember when the Bible said, lift up holy hands unto the Lord. Somebody said, preacher, you're getting Pentecostal. No, we're getting biblical. We've come into this place tonight to magnify Him. Amen. Dale, if you wasn't here, I'd still want to worship the Lord. Brother Melvin wasn't here, I'd still want to worship the Lord. Hey, I've come this way tonight to do this, to magnify His name. The Bible said to come into His courts with thanksgiving and into His, ever how it goes, courts with praise. And oh, I'm telling you what, I just want to praise Him. I just want to glorify Him, magnify His name. You know, we've come and we'll listen to singers sing. That's great. I've got some favorite singers. And we'll stand and we'll give them hands. Preachers will preach and they'll get a hand. But let me tell you, the one that deserves the hand tonight, He's the audience. He's the audience. And I believe He needs a standing ovation in this day and time. Amen. We've come to worship Him. Glorify Him. Magnify that name that's above every name. Oh, bless the name. Hey, I'd like to go back home. I wonder how many would like to come tonight and pray while Brother Eddie's saying, come on right now.
I want.